السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You are listening to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The UN has kicked off a psychological and political game with the people of Afghanistan under the guise of humanitarian aids. Translated. The spokesperson of UN Secretary General declared that $1.5 billion has been raised to address the situation of the people of Afghanistan. He also added the harsh winter is making life difficult for Afghans. After the takeover of Afghanistan by the Islamic Emirate, the Western institutions have been regularly speaking of humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan, shedding crocodile tears while frequently talking over ghost aids by raising meaningless figures to address the needs. In fact, the UN and Western institutions, in the name of humanitarian aid, have kicked off a kind of psychological and political game with the people of Afghanistan. A large part of the aid the UN speaks about is the pledged ghost aid, which bears political conditions. The colonial powers, in the name of humanitarian aid, are trying to impose their political and intelligence agenda in order to use this aid as a lever for political pressure to ultimately prevent the establishment of an Islamic system and the implementation of Sharia, so the call of Islam wouldn't go beyond the territory of Afghanistan. Conversely, the history of foreign and humanitarian aid also proves the fact that such aids have never led to economic prosperity and growth of countries, but have surely mounted the scale of those countries' dependency and backwardness. Our benevolent Islam never allows us to receive financial aids and or loans from infidel kafir states and colonial institutions because there are always certain political, economic, and military goals behind such aids, which allow the infidels to dominate and secure their influence over Muslims. Therefore, any agreement and deal, including seeking financial and humanitarian aids, taking loans from Western governments and international institutions, leading to domination and influence, as well as putting the political will of Muslims in the hands of infidels, is not permissible from the Islamic point of view. And never will Allah grant to the unbelievers a way to triumphs over the believers. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 141. Therefore, the only way out of the current economic problems is by uniting the Central Asia and South Asia under the banner of Islam, with Afghanistan being the center of the Islamic State. These two regions, where a large number of Muslims reside, not only have great economic, political, and military potential, but have the capability to become a great power. The unification of these lands under a single umbrella, Islam, will take the Muslims of the region out of depression, leading the Muslims to economic self-sufficiency, with the use of abundant natural resources and unique strategic position. So it is time to break the imposed boundaries and discard the petitionary policy by moving together towards a dignified life under the umbrella of Islamic rule. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilayah, Afghanistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.